You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Columbia Paper reports that County Routes 7A and 21 in Columbia County will close for bridge repairs beginning June 8th. The Dinehart Bridge, which carries County Route 7A over the Roelof Janssen Kill in the Copake, will reroute traffic over Columbia County Route 7A, the Center Hill Road section, and a section of Columbia County Route 7 passing through Copake Lake and West Copake. The Dean Bridge, carrying County Route 21 over a Roelof Janssen Kill tributary in North Hillsdale, detours over sections of County Route 21, State Route 22, State Route 203, and Columbia County Route 7 in both Hillsdale and Austerlitz. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Hudson Business Coalition announced on Facebook June 6th that the Hudson Summer Fest won't be happening this summer. The event, which evolved from the Hudson Music Fest, will be postponed to the summer of 2017. No explanation was given in the post. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Hudson Valley Healthcare System ranks number 11 out of 128 VA medical centers in the U.S., according to a VA report. With locations in Montrose and Wappingers Falls, the VA Hudson Valley got a 5-star rating in the report, up from a previous 4-star rating. VA Hudson Valley Director Meg Kaplan said, quote, "While we still have more work to do for our veterans, we're delighted to see this kind of acknowledgement from our central office." Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. While there continues to be little action on ethics reform in Albany with less than a week left in this year's legislative session, Representative Pete Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, is at least talking reform.
So today's press event was to focus on over $2.3 billion that are really within the control of three people: Speaker Heastie, the governor, and the Speaker of the Senate. So ultimately, our challenge is that the control over economic development money is totally discretionary. May not have anything to do with merit, may not have anything to do with true need, but really is part of the problem in Albany, to the victor of the spoils. We can't govern that way. We have to be able to challenge this, make sure that people understand and agree with where public tax dollars are being spent. This has to stop.
New York's Department of Environmental Conservation warns that June is nesting time for turtles, and motorists should be on the alert for the slow-moving animals crossing area roads. The agency says thousands of turtles are killed each year by cars in New York as they migrate to their nesting areas. This has been the WGXC News Update.